I'm very moved by the opportunity to be here this morning. And the energy in this room this morning is incredible. When you guys greet each other, it's like the roof is about to pop off. And I'm about to pop off too. Let me tell you, I'm in a place in my life where I am about to bust wide open. So, I love y'all. Thank you. There's only one power and one presence in my life and in the universe, and we say that every morning. One presence and one power. And that's the basis of the Unity teaching. Today, I want to stand in my truth. I want y'all to know where I am coming from, what I teach, what I believe in, and basically, it's we're all one. There's only one power. There's only one presence. That is the foundation of Unity. And this morning, we're going to look at five basic principles that Unity teaches. I remember some years ago, I have a background in 12-step programs, and I was at a 12-step meeting, and one of the kooks of the bunch was about to share his wisdom with us. We loved Jim. We still love Jim. He's a beautiful guy, but he was a little odd, but he was part Native American, and there would be times in meetings where he would share his heart, and you could just feel God just moving through him and speaking through him. And so one time he said, God is like the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can see where the wind has been. You can see the wind as it moves through the trees. You can see a tornado as it rips up houses. You can't touch the wind, but you can feel the wind when it blows and it brushes up against your skin, or it's strong and it blows your hair back from your face. There's only one power and one presence in my life and in the universe. There's one power, invisible, and you see it everywhere and every day. There's one power, indescribable, but we speak of it with every word we say. Mysterious until you know the truth. As simple as the love inside of you. Call it God, call it Buddha, call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Spirit, Baha'u'llah, angels' wings or heaven's door. But whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? It's the power of the love in you and me. One power, one power, one power. One power, one power. One power. We speak so many languages, different clothing, different colors, different names. But different is only dangerous when we forget that in the heart we're all the same. We'll remember when we close our eyes to see that such distances were never meant to be. Call it God, call it Spirit, call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Buddha, Baha'u'llah, Hashem, or heaven's door. It's Mohammed, it's your mind, it's your soul, or it's your sign. It's the universe, it's music, Mother Earth or Father Time. But whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? Whatever name you give it, it's the very air we breathe. It's the
in you and me, one power, one power, one power is what we are. One power, one power, one power. It's the moment of creation. It's an everlasting peace. It's the freedom of forgiveness. It's the sweetness of release. It's the joy of inspiration. It's the sunlight on your face. It's the birthright of all nations. It's the boundlessness of space. It's the beauty of a baby. The serenity of sleep. It's the anger we abandon. It's love that's most deep. It's one power. It's one power. Oh, yes. It's the power of the love that lives forever in you.
It's the power of the love in you and me. That's the second basic principle that unity teaches, is that power, that presence is who we are. It's you, it's you, it's you. This is how God expresses in the world as us. There's an Indian mystic from like the 12th century. His name is Kabir. And he was influenced on the Muslims as well as on the Hindus. And he says it this way. Everyone knows that the drop merges with the ocean, but few know that the ocean merges with the drop. Yeah. So, is that luscious or what? That's what we are. Eric Butterworth, who was a very prominent Unity minister, and he was also well-respected in religious science circles, he says it this way. God is not in you the way the raisin is in the bun, but God is in you as the ocean is in the wave. We're not separate. We're not a bucket of water that's taken out of that great ocean that is God. We're part of that. We're created in the image and likeness of God, which means that we are that love energy in expression showing up in the world. In the 17th chapter of Luke, verses 20 and 21, there's a story about Jesus talking to the Pharisees. And I have the New Revised Office Depot version of the Bible. Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." Now, this is straight from the horse's mouth. The kingdom of God is within you. And I want you to think for a moment about who he was talking to. He was asked a question by the Pharisees. In the Bible, these are the bad guys. These are the villains. When Jesus was condemned, they were there to spit and slap and mock, okay? And they're trying to trick him by asking him a question. And he responds to them, "The kingdom of God is within you." So if the kingdom of God is within these despicable people, and he's seeing it, doesn't it make sense that the kingdom of God is in me?
is in every person in this room this morning. Yes, we are God in expression. We are created in the image and likeness of God, which means that we are co-creators with God, that we have a creative power just as God does because we are God. If you go to Unity Village and you study with Paul Hasselbeck, he'll say, "You're God. Get over it. Let's move on from there." Okay? The third basic principle of unity is that we are co-creators with God. It's called the law of mind action. Everything that we think, everything that we feel, everything that we say, and everything that we do comes together to create our awareness of the reality that we're experiencing. How many people have seen the movie The Secret? It would be easier to say how many have not seen the movie The Secret. It's all over the place. Well, you should see it. I think, do we show it here? Yeah, okay. Check Mindy. She's got a copy, I'm sure, that you can borrow. In The Secret, they talk about the law of attraction, okay? And they tell us that everything that we think, feel, say, and do sends out a vibration to the universe. And anything out there that is in resonance with that same vibration is going to be drawn into our lives. We're going to have that experience in our life. Just as this community is even now drawing the right and perfect minister to them, every thought that I think is drawing my prosperity to me, is drawing my good to me. So if you've ever sat down with your checkbook and said, "Oh my God, I don't have near enough money to make my bills," think about the vibration that you're sending out to the universe, because the universe always says yes. It's going to say, "No, you don't have enough money to pay your bills." If that's what you want, you know, "I am so lonely. No one is ever going to love me." Well, you're right. No one is ever going to love you. Because it begins with loving ourselves, of knowing that we are creating, that we are responsible. This is the cool thing about unity. There is only one presence and one power, so there isn't this bad presence out there that is making our life miserable or tricking us into doing something that we shouldn't do. We are responsible for our world and for our actions. And I think that's one of the coolest things about unity is that you learn, yeah, I am in control. I don't have to be a victim the rest of my life. I can stand in my power, just as we're standing in our truth this morning. Now, the tools we use to deepen our connection with that source, or rather our awareness of our connection to that source, because we're always connected, whether we're aware of it or not, are prayer and meditation. And unity practices affirmative prayer, not, "Oh God, please change your mind and give me this thing that I really want to have. Please wave your magic wand over me and make everything all right." It's like we stand in the place of knowing that we are children of God, we are heirs to the kingdom, we are co-heirs with Christ, and we deserve to live a good life. We deserve to be happy. And not only that, we deserve to contribute to the world. Because this is where I move from the law of attraction to the law of radiation. So that I am radiating out these divine ideas that God wants to use through me. There is something that every person in this room can do that is different. You can do it in a special way that nobody else can do it. There's a purpose for everybody to be here. And if you just spend just a moment, it'll come to you what the, "I love to do this. When I'm doing this, I feel alive. I don't have any sense of time. I'm totally present in this now moment." When you get that feeling, you know that's God expressing as you, because God is eternal. There isn't any time for God. God is always present right now. And so the way we deepen our knowing of that, what is ours to do, the way we find out what divine ideas are wanting to express through us in this moment, is through prayer and meditation, sitting in the silence together. Let's spend a few moments this morning practicing the fourth principle of prayer and meditation. So I would invite you, if you're comfortable, to just close your eyes for a moment and allow the chair that you're sitting in to support you, knowing that's God that's lifting you up. The floor under your feet is God. God is the ground of all being. God is love and life. God permeates all existence. And this morning, we take a moment to feel that, to know that. God, we rest in you. We're little waves this morning, God, coming to you and saying we fall back into your ocean of love. And we allow ourselves to be supported and buoyed up. So feel yourself this morning relaxing into the knowing that God is always there. No matter what's going on in your life this morning, know that God is always there because we are God. And just feel the power of the waves of God washing over us this morning. We let go of everything that no longer serves us this morning. I feel myself releasing anything that I'm holding tight onto this morning. And I let the water wash over me and wash it away. Thank you, God, for the beauty and the power that you are. Thank you, God, that we can know you and that all we have to do is be still. All we have to do is open our heart. So we dive even deeper this morning into an awareness of who you are and who you are as us this morning. God, I ask you to show me what is mine to do this morning. Allow me to be so open and so free and so loving that your force flows through me unhindered, that I may be that which I was created to be, a beautiful, powerful creator with you. Let us spend just a moment together being silent and feeling the power of this beautiful music wash over us and knowing that this is God speaking to us without words this morning in the language of the heart. We thank you, God, with joy and gratitude filling our hearts this morning. We thank you. Thank you, God. Knowing that Jesus always gave thanks in advance, we give thanks in advance this morning for the good that is now on its way to us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Say that with me. Thank you, God. Say it like we mean it. Thank you, God. It is in the name and after the nature of the living, loving Christ presence within each one of us that we pray this morning. And we declare that our word goes out into the void and does not come back unfulfilled. Because we know your promise that you always say yes to us, God. And so we release this treatment to you this morning with love and gratitude and joy in our hearts. Knowing that when we leave this place this morning, we will be a blessing and we have been blessed. And so it is. Amen. Because when we leave this place, we go to practice the fifth principle, which is knowledge of these principles is not enough. We have to practice them in our lives. It's really nice to get together and talk about spiritual principle, but what good does it do if we can't use it in our life? Unity is called practical Christianity because it's a way of life. It's a teaching. The founders of Unity never meant Unity to be a church. Okay, can you get that? They want to be a school. They want to teach people how to use universal principle in their lives to make their world and the world around them a better place. And if there's any time in history that the world needs the teachings of unity, it's right now. It's time for unity to take the bushel off of the light and let everybody know here we are and we have something to share with the world. We have a way of living that works in good times and bad times. We have a way of being in the world that makes a difference. And the way that we're changing the world is by changing it one person at a time. And who is that person? Yes, you got it. I am preaching to the choir this morning, I can tell. So we practice these principles by knowing, one, that there is only one presence and one power in our lives and in the universe, and we look for that absolute good everywhere we go. We see it in other people. We call it forth from them because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know yet that they're God, and it's our job to show up as that and see that in them. The second principle, we are divine. We're made in the image and likeness of our Creator, and that is good. God is absolute good. In the absolute realm, there is no separation. There is only good. Number three, we realize that everything we say, we do, we feel, we believe manifests in our world. So we pay attention. We stay present in the moment, and we pay attention to what we're thinking. We pay attention to what we're saying. We pay attention to how we act with each other in the world, and we pay attention to how we feel, because that's our divine guidance system. If we feel that something's out of alignment, then we know we're out of balance somewhere. It's just that simple, and that's how important it is to practice number four, prayer and meditation, because we have to take time to sit in the silence and see what's going on with us. We have such busy lives. We're running around all over the place, stuff inside of us all the time. We need to sit in the quiet and pay attention to what God is whispering in our ear. And follow that guidance. Number five, practice these principles. Take them out into the world. Be the light that you are. Because there's somebody in your life right now that needs to see the light. They need to see you being the light. And so I hope that this morning that there's something that happened here this morning that you can take with you during the week, so that on Wednesday afternoon when you're at work and you're in that place and you're dealing with those people, something that happened this morning will trigger your knowing of who you are. And so you can show up as the light and people can see that light and they can have some hope and know that there's a different way of living. Because it's like, I don't know about Dale, but he was in the middle of this thing and he was still happy. How did that happen? There must be something going on in his life, and I want to know what it is.
There is a candle in every soul, some burning brightly, some dark and cold. There is a spirit that brings a fire, ignites that candle and makes his home. Carry your candle Run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle another way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your world. We are a family whose hearts are blazing. Let's raise our candle and light up the sky. Pray from our spirit. In the name of heaven, make us a beacon in the darkest time. So hold out your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see. It. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Go light your world.